Well, good morning, everyone. This is Lorraine Pirahi from Relaunch Your Life and with the Baby Boomer Business Owners Group. And this morning for our 15 minutes of fame, we are very fortunate to have Terry Bahat. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you. Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you. By the way, Terry, have I pronounced your surname correctly?
Bahat? Yes, Bahat. Bahat, that's the one.
Bahat. Fantastic. Yes. Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your story. I'm just going to very briefly introduce you and then you can take it away and share with us some of your fantastic knowledge. Apparently, Terry came to Australia 12 years ago from Israel, and her job was welcoming 18-year-old young ladies to the army to train their mind and body and transform them into confident, reliable, healthy and fit soldiers, absolutely capable of defending their country with pride. Now, with a short intro like that, who's not fascinated to hear what you have to say? So, Terry, I'm going to let you take it away from that intro and tell us a little bit more about that and what happened.
Okay, thank you. So these ladies, you know, army staff is compulsory in Israel. Ladies go for 24 months. Men go for 3 years. And this little young 18 years of age, I remember they all came with their mobile phones. They're ready to ring the mom to take them to take them back home because the food wasn't to their liking, so the bed was a little harder than what they thought. So here we go. These are the people that we have to prepare to be proud of the nation. And I must admit, even if I say so myself, the results were amazing. These ladies grew to be mature and proud and strong women, and they were fit in mind and body, and they knew they can handle everything coming their way. And I must admit, there are some of my trainees, they hold very high positions in the army and industry, and one of them is acting as a member of parliament. So
wow.
I'm very, very pleased about that.
Hey, Terry, yes, can I just ask you,
yes.
What led you into becoming an instructor? I mean, obviously it was compulsory. You would have been in the army yourself.
Yes.
Compulsory. So what got you into becoming an instructor?
Yeah, I was always very fit myself from a very, very young age. I was growing up near a beach. So we were swimming and we're doing all sorts of lovely, lovely things on the beach. And Israel, whatever that is, it's a wonderful weather, 11 months a year. So I was very fit and very, very interested in how the mind is ticking. So I was going. I wanted to combine these two things together, the mind and the body. And the army gave me this opportunity, which I'm very, very grateful. And when I came here, I wanted to combine this knowledge and expertise, and I got accredited fitness instructor and a health coach, and I am now helping women, busy women, to with the combination of emotional and fitness coaching. I introduce women to themselves. I help them to discover their inner strength because everyone is stronger than they think. And I help them to believe in themselves. So important. The self-belief is number one. It's very, very important. And to develop a success mindset. Mm. And so they get what they desire and deserve. And, you know, everything we did in the army, I got three keys for success. You want to hear what they are?
Yeah, absolutely.
So number one is commitment to a decision. So first of all, you have to decide what you want and then commit to it. And the second one is following a success action plan, of course, with the right guidance. Mm. And number three, and I think that is the main thing, is being accountable for your action or no action. Because so many, how often do we decide things and you think we're going to do it and we're going to do this, and when it comes to it, we've got 64 excuses why not and why we can't.
Yeah.
And I've got a full book I've got a book full of excuses, so I'm I can handle every one of them, I can assure you.
Yeah, absolutely. Terry, with that's the thing, isn't it? People don't commit to this thing called health and fitness. They prod it, don't they?
And that's a pity, because, you know, everyone has got a dream. Every single one has got a dream. Everyone wants to live a happy and healthy life, and they want to have a long, vibrant, and full of energy and excitement, and they want to be strong and lean and confident and energetic. And my challenge to them is, so what are you prepared to do for it?
You got to do something.
Because we all have so much information. We need transformation. Mm. That's more important than anything. And you know, I'm outdoor, and I'm outdoor personal trainer. So I want my ladies to see the sky, to see the grass, to feel to feel it under the bare feet. So. And they know if I'm waiting in the park, they're not going to give me some excuses of, like my dog ate my homework, you know, that sort of thing. And they stay there. So that's accountability, and it's very important. And all these 64 excuses for why I can't do this, and I don't have time, and it's wet, and it's cold, and it's this and that. I just say, decide and just do it. And the thing is, I am so pleased to see how women are surprised. They're surprising themselves with what they can achieve after just a short time of versatile training with me. And I like it when they surprise themselves. I think that's the best.
Hey, Terry. What do you think? Because what sort of age of women do you tend to work with at the moment? Like, what?
Professional women, or even, you know, even housewives are professionals, because to cook and to be and to look after the kids, you have to be a bit of a professional. You can't just be a scatty, dizzy lady. So I work with women who want more in their life. They want to see that they've got dreams. You know, as I said, they want to be healthier. They want to lose weight. They want to feel great. They want to look wonderful. They want to have confidence. You know how many women I meet, they don't know how to accept a compliment. You know, if I said something and said, they start bargaining with the compliments. Mm. No, it's this and it's this and who you... It's so hard for them to accept. And, you know, women, we give and give and give. We give to our husband, to our family, to kids, to our gardens, to our cars. And we never give ourselves time to give ourselves something. And I think that's why I'm so passionate about and very, very... This is my mission. I want to change women's mindset, to give something for themselves, because we deserve it. We deserve it. And stop being, looking after number one is not selfish. It's not selfish. It's just, it's supportive, because if you're okay, everyone around you would be okay.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You've got to put yourself first, because you're the foundation of the whole, you know, so you're in a family or whatever. You are number one.
Without you,
the building block, you're not much good to anyone else.
And you know, when we talk about body weight issues, we're not going to be athletes or extreme bodybuilders. We're just interested in optimizing our body and life. If someone said to me that by 3 o'clock she has not energy to lift a pen, I worry about this, because then I ask them about the breakfast. I'm giving them tips, very, very simple things. You know, you start simple. You don't overwhelm, not your body and not your mind. But it's all simple things. We all know what to do. We only have to do what we know.
I like that. We only have to do...
We all know what to do. Of course, we've got this... But we don't do what we know. And this is where I come into it, and I see, And as I said, I love this when they surprise themselves and they say, oh, I didn't know I can do that. I didn't know I can do that. And that's... Do you want to know what's the number one excuse I get?
What?
It's the time. Time. They say, it's not that I don't want to exercise. I love it. But I'm working full time and I'm busy and this. I don't have time. And I said, to achieve a health change, you only need 30 minutes four times a week. That's doing 2 hours a week for 164 hours per week. And our accountant here will tell me it's 1.19% of your time. You can devote some time for yourself too, because think of how long we're spending in front of the TV, or sedentary, or what do we do, doing nothing here and there.
Yeah, and as you know, like, exercise is important, but that's not the key part. You've got to get the other side of it right, nutrition and the mindset.
The mindset is the most important thing. It's the habits, the supportive and positive habits you adopt, or the mere fact that you know thoughts have power. If you want different results, change your thoughts. And I actually have a little fridge magnet saying, change your thoughts, change your life. And the inner dialogue, the way we talk to ourselves. And sometimes I say to women, if you talk to someone the way you talk to yourself, you'll never have friends. Because, you know, and vitamins for the mind. Did you hear about vitamins for the mind? Like A for attitude, and B, vitamin B for belief, and C for courage, and the most important one is F. Fun. Fun is very high in my value.
Yeah, absolutely. And it sounds to me like you'd have a lot of fun. So, Kerry, so your words of wisdom for anyone, female or male, really, at the end of the day, is to have, first of all, you've got to want to change. Because if you don't want to change, you're not in enough pain. You're not going to do anything, are you?
Yep. And there's two things I look at this as a really something that I want everyone to, I'm instilling it to in my trainees, is if your body is your greatest resource in business, in relationship, everything, what are you prepared to do for it to keep it nice and functioning for now and many years to come? And time is irreplaceable. When it's gone, it's gone. So I said, don't let another day or another month or another year without making a decision to be the best person you can be.
Yeah, that time is important.
And choose, choose to be incredible. This is my mantra now. Choose to be incredible. Everything is our choice.
Love it. Well, thank you so much, Kerry. If anyone would like to get in contact with you, what's your website, Deidre?
Oh, my website is coreworks, C-O-R-E, works, like office works, coreworks.com.au. So it's coreworks.com.au. And you see a little button there for next year's Bali, fitness in a pampering way, but that's another story.
Fantastic. And what's your mobile number?
0421-196-040. And, of course,
Fantastic.
I'm in Facebook, Terry Bart, or Coworks, and you're very, very welcome to talk to me, and I'll even take you for a little play in the park, because that's my second
right,
home.
Kerry?
So it's a free, complimentary play in the park. That'll be my
Fantastic.
Pleasure.
Fantastic. All right, then, Terry. Thank you so much for being on today's call.
And many thanks for the opportunity.
Fascinating background. Thank you.
Thank you, and goodbye for now.